Miss Sands, please.
Yes, sir. There you are, sir.
Thank you very much.
Miss, hello? Just a minute.
Thank you.
Sands.
Yes, sir.
This is Lyndon Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, yes, sir.
Can I talk to you now without getting in the paper and getting it advertised?
Oh, surely.
If not, I won't talk to somebody else, but I hope I can. But I don't want it in any of these columns now, and I don't want it to get out. And Mr. Roosevelt said one of the most valuable men he had in his vicinity destroyed his usefulness because he had to advertise it. Now,
Mr. Johnson, I give you my solemn word as a gentleman.
All right. Now, I'm a poor man. I don't make much money, but I got a wife and a couple of daughters and four or five people that run around with me, and I like the way you make them look. Now, how much...
I'm most flattered, I promise you. You can take my word for it, but this isn't confidence.
Well, this is your country, and I want to see what you want to do about it. Now, how can you come down here and make them look better?
When do you want me to come?
Well, it depends first on how much it'll cost me.
It won't cost you anything to worry about, sir.
All right. I just have to live off of a paycheck, and I'm in debt. But I want to see if you can't come. And I don't know whether the planes are flying this morning, but if you can't come and stay till 5 or 6 o'clock this evening. If you can't do that, I'll have to wait till next year.
No, I believe we can arrange that, and I think we can manage this. I have a very important appointment, but this I'd be very happy to cancel, and I will come by myself.
All right, now bring whoever you need, and we'll pay their transportation, but we can't pay you much else.
Don't you ever worry about that,
Mr.
Johnson, you know, I was telling Miss Carpenter, and I meant it on my solemn word he was a gentleman. I told her this last week I called, and I felt a little concerned because I knew that just things didn't look right to me, and I was a little worried about this, and I called Miss Carpenter to tell her this here, and I also explained to her that under no circumstance would I ever, and I'm sure that you will at least acknowledge one thing. I have a sense of dignity. I've done nothing heretofore in any way to violate your confidence in me, and I don't intend to at this particular time. But I called her sincerely to make this as a gesture, as an offer.
Well, we'll work it out some way and in a proper time, in an appropriate way, in a dignified way, where people will know it. But I want you to get down here and not give her too much of this makeup, but give her enough to do it. And Lucy, and I've got two or three friends, and then you'll have to see what we'll have to buy in the way of a dryer or something here, so that when you do come, maybe once every month, why, you can do it, and we'll work it out all right.
I am sure of it, sir, and I'm not even concerned about this, but I'm going to try to get a plane out this morning.
You just come right on and then call Ms. Roberts in my office and tell her what time you'll arrive, and I'll have a White House car meet you.
You bet, sir. Ms. Roberts, should I call?
Ms. Roberts, R-O-B-E-T-R-S, Juanita Roberts, and National 81414.
Just one moment, sir, and I'll get a pencil. I'm sorry, sir. Just one second. That's National 8?
1414.
1414, and ask for Miss Robbins, right, sir?
Miss Roberts.
Roberts.
R-O-B-T-E-R-S.
R-O-B-T-E-R-S. Right, sir. I'll call them when I get in, sir.
You come as soon as you can. There's a shuttle every hour, and they're landing here now, and I think they will be. I had a bunch of friends come in.
Well, I'll come in, and I'll leave as fast as I can.
Okay.
Right.
Now bring all your stuff with you.
You bet I will.
And you better bring some packages for them.
All right, I'll do that.
And I'll have $100 bill, and I'll pay you transportation. But I can't pay you like we normally do.
Mr. Johnson, don't even worry about that.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye, sir.